give us strength to resist the forces that would destroy your beautiful creation for the sole purpose of monetary greed. Keep your children steadfast in the resistance to the planned destruction and despoiling of this beautiful valley you have blessed us with.
No Northern Pass! No Northern Pass! No Northern Pass! No Northern Pass!
This is rural America at its best. For local folks, and I'm very proud, it's one of the first public officials, December 27, 2010, to publicly say to Public Service Company and Hydro-Québec, take your tent and go home.
And I respect the resistors, and I respect all of you for showing up this morning, and we are going to win this fight.
It's not easy living in the North Country. And to make a sacrifice like the one that you all are making will be remembered for many, many generations in this area.
Stop holding New Hampshire! Hydro-Québec! Stop holding New Hampshire! Hydro-Québec! Stop holding New Hampshire! Hydro-Québec! Stop holding New Hampshire!
All right, those are the voices of people all across New Hampshire over the last 3 years, giving their opinions about Northern Pass. A lot of that audio. Boy, oh boy. Jeez. Some of that, I haven't played that in a long time right there from various sources. Atta Girls, Colebrook Chronicle, and the like. So, my gosh. You know, the debate still rages on, particularly with the new route announcement of a week ago from when Northern Pass unveiled its new route, quote-unquote new route, and filed its revised presidential permit application. And I still got plenty more gems to share with you on that. But since the new route announcement, actually about a week and a half ago, by Public Service of New Hampshire and Northern Pass about where they plan on going throughout the North Country, at the moment that it was being released, we were talking with Donna Jordan of the Colebrook Chronicle, who has also been covering this issue very extensively. And there was a meeting last week at the Stewartstown Select Board. They were talking about the portion of Northern Pass that is proposed to be buried in town roads. And Donna Jordan was at that meeting of the Stewartstown Select Board last Monday. And she wrote about it extensively in this week's Colebrook Chronicle. And she's joining us here on Bulldog Live. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Bulldog.
Well, nice to have you back so soon.
Thank you. I have a feeling we're going to be meeting a little bit more often in the weeks ahead.
Well, considering that a big portion of the fight is in your part of the state right now with the uncertainty that still is trying to be figured out as to whether they can do what they're proposing to do and whether it's practical and so on.
Well, and that was the big question at the Stewartstown meeting last week. You know, it was, I guess you could say it was a bit of a surprise for the Stewartstown selectmen and myself as I walked into the meeting. I knew that one representative, a local representative of the Northern Pass Project, was going to attend the meeting. The selectmen had invited this person. But instead, there were several people from Northern Pass who walked into the meeting to talk about sort of everything, you know, the economic development, the property tax value to the town, all sorts of things.
Well, let's talk about who is there, actually, because originally Scott Mason was invited, and he is from North Stratford. I guess he was one of the land agents that Northern Pass was you know,
correct.
Using? Okay.
Yes. And he's a land agent, and he was the one they had invited to the meeting because he called them the day that the announcement of the new route was made. He called them to let them know the announcement was going to be made, and it included burial under a portion of their town roads.
Got it. And instead, and then he not only was he invited and showed up, but then Pat McDermott showed up from PSNH, Mike Skelton, one of the PR guys from PSNH, Dr. Lisa Shapiro, who's a chief economist with Gallagher, Callahan, and Gartrell, and as well as project manager Brian Bossy. So they brought the whole contingent.
They certainly did, and the selectmen in particular, I think you could say were grilling this the group to mm-hmm. to try to get some answers. Why didn't you propose this 2 years ago when you were first making this announcement? Why are you here now with your tail between your legs when you know you can't get through the Connecticut Lakes headwaters? And they did agree that they literally and figuratively hit a block in that area of Stewartstown and would not be able to get through the headwaters. And then, of course, couldn't go further west because then they would be going around the Forest Society properties that they had recently conserved. And that would then bring the Northern Pass Project back to the original proposed route from 2010-2011. And I use the 2 years because in 2010, when they made their announcement, it basically ended in Stewartstown, and there was no route proposal from Stewartstown through Clarksville and through Pittsburgh. That was kind of the last block they had yet to announce, and they did that in early 2011. But again, that was the original proposed route that now is off the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot to follow with this.
Oh, and absolutely. And as one who's been covering it as closely as yourself, it certainly keeps you guessing.
You wonder every week, well, should I do a story on Northern Pass this week? What are the news stories this week? Because I can always have a Northern Pass story. There's always something to report on.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just a matter of an interview with a property owner, because everybody has their feelings on this project.
Sure.
And our reaction that we're getting at this stage is the same as it has been. It actually seems like it's unwavering and unyielding. Those who are opposed to the project from the beginning remain that way. They have no changes of a difference of opinion because of the proposal to bury portions of this line. And bear in mind, it's a small amount that they're proposing to bury, but it's through an incredibly scenic area of Pittsburgh and Clarksville into Stewartstown. And the reason they would actually bury through the town roads in Stewartstown is because it would avoid the Connecticut Lakes headwaters, and it would avoid the original proposed route, if you can follow.
And it's very interesting. And as I've told my listeners in reading the amended presidential permit application, if they don't get this route through the state and town roads in those communities, then they say their alternative route would take them back to the Connecticut headwaters easement.
That's correct. Yep. They would need to either go under these town roads, which is their first choice, or their second choice is their alternate route, which is using the property, the $45 million in properties that they've purchased in northern New Hampshire, and needing an easement underneath the Connecticut Lakes headwaters, or a right-of-way, if you will, underneath there.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Which sets up brings back all the legal arguments that mm-hmm. have been raised already about doing so. Mm-hmm. One of the selectmen, Donna, as you reported in your article in Friday's Colebrook Chronicle, selectman Alan Coates challenged PSNH's Pat McDermott about using town roads and actually basically called it a threat, didn't he?
He did. He said it's threatening to me as a resident and as a person elected to protect the rights of the people of Stewartstown. And Pat McDermott said, can you tell me why you're threatened? And Selectman Coates said that even if we don't want to do this, you're telling me there may be a state law that says you can. And McDermott said the way it's meant to be said is that it has happened in the past and the site evaluation committee may allow it in the future, you know, to go under town roads with or without town approval. And he told them we have to be honest that we believe we can do this. You know, there's so many different laws regarding using town roads. The question here is, who owns the property under the town roads, even some mm-hmm. of our main highways? Unless it's an interstate, your state highways and your town roads could be a conflict of ownerships. Portions of them can be owned by the state or the town. Portions are owned by the landowners, who abut the road. So your property may actually go to the center line of a town road.
I know a guy in my own town that has that. In fact, when he pulled his property deed, when he bought the property, there's a state road that goes right through his property. He says there's no right-of-way.
Right.
There's no right-of-way granted on his land records. And they go back a very long time, too.
I think that's a huge question. You know, an awful lot of the roads in all of New England, they just basically were a property owner saying to a town official, I'll give you the right to go ahead and lay down some gravel and create a roadbed because everybody's driving through here to get to town anyway. So go ahead, but it's my land. You know, so there's no official laying out of the property. There's no official right of way, no official easement deeds or anything. And you have to really wonder what kind of a mess you can get into with trying to use town or state roads for this sort of a project. And there are state laws. You'd have to review every single one.
Mm-hmm. That's what lawyers do. Yep.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Spent a lot of time in the past week studying state laws, but I have some serious questions as to whether or how they could have the right to go through town roads in particular when the property is owned by the abutters and the road hasn't officially been laid out, even though you have this understanding that if a town's been maintaining a road for 20 years, it's officially a town road, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's not necessarily the case. And anyone from DRA or any place else would suggest to a town, you might want to officially take care of that in a warrant article.
And actually, I was going to ask you this question next, because the town of Stratford, or is it North Stratford, that had this issue come up at their town meetings just last year.
That's correct. And they had a number of their town roads, a large number, that they thought were town roads and were not, and they're trying to address that issue. They've been going through some research. One of their town residents has been researching where the easements are, where the right-of-ways are, if the town owns it, if the property owner owns it, and are finding so many roads that they've been maintaining for 20 years or more, and still the suggestion was you should get that on a warrant article and officially accept that as a town road and get the deed laid out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they are going through that process. It's still ongoing. And I think considering the roads that they're proposing for this Northern Pass project, especially through Stewartstown, I think they might find some problems up there. I'd be surprised if it's going to be that easy for them to get through. Who knows? Maybe it's just a matter of talking with the property owners along the way, saying, yeah, sure, if you're going to bury it here, I'll sign off on it. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know, you know, what could come from this. But it also could be a situation where the town will step in and say, we don't want it to take place that way. We've been maintaining that road or whatever. And so the town has a right to say, and indeed, according to state law, the town does have the right to say if they want to allow somebody through their right of way.
And judging by your article, that it appears that the selectmen would leave that choice up to the town residents.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's
so they would be putting that to a vote.
The selectmen were adamant about that. And felt that all three towns, Pittsburgh, Clarksville, and Stewartstown, should make sure that when it came to the town roads, with this, the use of, or the burial of these lines under the town roads, it should be left up to the townspeople to decide if they want that to happen or not.
Interesting. Donna Jordan joining us from the Colebrook Chronicle, colebrookchronicle.com, where you can read the story in this past Friday's paper about the meeting with the Stewartstown selectmen days following the new Northern Pass announced route. And one of the other elements in this story, too, Donna, was about the projected tax revenue for the towns as well.
And That's one of those sort of things you want to get some more information on, because not you particularly, I mean myself, any of us who are reporting on this, they're telling the town of Stewartstown it will cost $134.4 million in order to construct this line underneath 7 miles of town road, and that reflects a $3.4 million in annual tax payments to the town of Stewartstown. That's what the Northern Pass officials told the selectmen last week they would be paying to the town every year. Now, there's a question as to how they valued that. They told me afterwards, I had a nice long talk with them in the hallway, and they told me that the $134 million is the construction cost, and that's how the tax payment would be assessed. But I recently read a story in another newspaper, the Berlin Daily Sun. The Gorham selectmen had met with the Department of Revenue to ask why there was so much of a discrepancy in the DRA assessment of utilities and the town's assessment of utilities. We're talking a huge difference. So I think that this really needs to be followed up on as to whether the $134 million that the town would have as a value is the same value the DRA would have. If the DRA has a lower value, the town is not going to receive $3.4 million in annual tax payments. It would be much less. But right now, on the list of towns that would receive tax payments from Northern Pass LLC, the town of Stewartstown is second only to Franklin, which they're estimating to be in the $9 million range.
Interesting. Very very interesting there. So we'll have to continue to follow that and all these other issues here. Now, Donna, one last question before we have to move on here. Did any residents show up at the town at Selectman's meeting last week?
There was one, there were two residents there. One was Rick Sampson, who is a Coos County Commissioner. So I would imagine that as a commissioner, he was aware of this meeting with Scott Mason. The other resident was there, Bob Petrovsky, and he lives along a road called Bear Rock Road where this line would pass through. And he had a number of questions for them as well, and he wanted to know why they were coming at this point in time to the town with a proposal for any type of a burial. He said, now when you have your tail between your legs, you're coming to us with this proposal. What is the width that you're requesting over this right-of-way? Brian Bossy's answer was that it wouldn't be a right-of-way. It's just a way that it would go under the ground. He explained, you know, the conduits and pipes and everything. But Bob Petrovsky's biggest question was the what were the laws for the use of town roads, and wanted the selectmen in particular to clarify, because there was a form handed out called the road law introduction, which said that if there is no deed to a road on town files, it's presumed the abutter's own to the center line of that road, and the town just has a right-of-way. And the selectmen said it will continue to be the town's responsibility to maintain that road. And that's when he also reiterated that the selectmen would make sure that the residents of their town would have a say into whether to allow this line to go under town roads.
Very interesting.
They were adamant.
I bet they were. Let me guess, that resident was not a fan of the project.
You know, he seemed on the fence to me.
Really?
Yeah. He said for the proposal that they had with the overhead, forget it. But when they start to talk about underground, he's willing to listen. But it really has to be done right and proper, and everybody has to have their chance at having a say in it. And if everyone in the town said, no, we don't want this under our town roads, he will go along with that. It's not the end of the world for him if it's there or not.
How about that? Very interesting.
But that's the other thing to keep in mind, is that of the $45 million or so that they've spent, very, very little of that is on local property owners. Even though it's local property they've purchased, the property owners are not here. They are out of state.
Yeah,
they don't even live in New Hampshire. So there's very few local property owners who have actually had any kind of connection with selling any property to the Northern Pass.
And
there
in fact, let's take a look at a number of those properties that were bought and not even being touched by this proposed route.
Yeah.
That's even bigger interesting.
Yeah.
if there's such a phrase, bigger interesting.
Yeah, you have to wonder what they'll do, because there's some pretty good sized properties there that they did, parcels of land that they did purchase, and who knows? You know, I've heard a number of things but it's all secondhand, so I wouldn't really be able to say anything on, you know, what their feelings are toward that property.
Very good. Donna Jordan, thank you very much again for joining us today.
You're very welcome, Bulldog.
We'll have quite a few more, I'm sure.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Donna Jordan from the Colebrook Chronicle, and you can visit them online at colebrookchronicle.com and read the story about the selectmen's meeting in Stewartstown last week, just days after Northern Pass announced its route.